Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
It's all information, folks. We're going to have a discussion with author James Glick later on in the hour, but consider how bits of information create pixels, create an image of, say, the crisis in Libya. Markets this morning, oil markets trading down, but still Brent crude, $114 a barrel. That's significant. $103 a barrel for NYMEX crude trading down. But the markets are pretty pessimistic about the crisis in Libya. Wall Street futures have turned significantly down this morning. But what's going on? We're going to give you three bits, three nodes, three pixels of information on what, first of all, will happen in Libya over the next couple of days, and what should happen in Libya over the next couple of days, with some voices who are watching the situation very, very closely. Munses Elburi joins us. He's a political dissident from Libya living in Missouri. Good morning, Munses.
Good morning.
Sam Gardner joins us. He's been on the program a whole lot. Retired Air Force colonel. He's taught strategy and military operations at the National War College. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
And Dirk Vanderwelle, professor of government at Dartmouth University and author of A History of Modern Libya. He's calling from his home in Hanover, New Hampshire. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
To all three of you, what do you think will happen in Libya over the next few days? And then we'll follow up with what do you think should happen, particularly in terms of an international response. Munses Elburi, begin with you. What's going to happen?
Well, I hope the international community do something about the slaughter of the Libyan people right now. Gaddafi, he has all this weapon and airplanes and start, you keep killing people. I mean, I'm assure you that the fight will continue. The Libyan people, they got to the point that there is no return. I mean, Gaddafi has been there for 42 years.
And the killing has come pretty close to your own family, Munses. Tell us that briefly.
Actually, it is not close. My family is in Benghazi, but the hit right now on Al Brega, which is oil field, and Sidra and Ras Lanouf, and he starts hitting the oil pipes and tanks and everything in this area. He wanna either to hold them under his control, or he will burn everything.
Munses Elburi, one of the pixels of people sitting around our strategy table here this morning on The Takeaway. Sam Gardner, what's going to happen in Libya over the next few days? France has recognized the opposition government in Benghazi. What do you think?
I think that we're going to see more of the same. I think we're going to see somewhat of a stalemate, back and forth, more casualties, but I don't think we're going to see anything decisive happen. I think by Monday of next week, we'll be pretty much where we are right now.
And strategy and military operations teacher, formerly at the National War College, Sam Gardner is a retired Air Force colonel. Dirk Vanderwelle, professor of government at Dartmouth University, what do you think the next step is, the next stage in Libya right now?
I think we're more or less at this point in a kind of a war of attrition in Libya between the two sides. And in all wars of attrition, a number of factors will influence what happens. But I think the colonel is right. Over the next few days, I expect to see fighting back and forth, particularly over the Ras Lanouf refinery, perhaps back into Zawiya. But essentially, nothing will change, I think, over the next few days.
All right. Agreement that it's going to stay in this stalemate, at least for the open-ended near-term future. I'll give you the first chance, Dirk Vanderwelle at Dartmouth. What do you think should be done, either by the international community or by the opposition, to change the game here?
Well, I think certainly from a humanitarian point of view, a number of things should be done. The lifting of refugees, any kind of any kind of help that the international community can provide should be provided humanitarian. Beyond that, I think the community, frankly, should stay out of Libya. I think there's a number of reasons why going into Libya threatens to further break the country apart and supporting one side, for example, the Libyan National Council, which is currently in the eastern part in Cyrenaica. First of all, it's not a Libyan council. It's a council primarily consisting of Cyrenaica. and Aikens. And by doing, by supporting just one group, I think what we risk is the resentment within Tripolitania and Fezzan, the other province, that in a sense, in the long run, would not be very helpful to the United States and to the international community. And I think Secretary Gates and the President have realized that very clearly, that in a sense, first of all, there is no real clear national interest here for the United States.
No, so no military intervention, according to Dick Van der Waal, although aggressive humanitarian intervention is called for to keep the country from breaking apart. Sam Gardner, your view, retired Air Force colonel?
Let me even take a stronger position. We are being pushed down a road towards some form of intervention by, I would say, the breathless cable channels who will say how terrible the killing is. But that would be the most irresponsible thing we could do. It would be irresponsible to give the opposition the impression that they would get some kind of outside support. These people have no business attacking. They are incapable of attacking. In ways, they are committing suicide by continuing to attack the regular army.
Wow, two divergent views there. Dick Van der Waal says we have no interest in Libya, so stay out. Sam Gardner puts it even more strongly that it's suicide for the opposition to hold out and that there's no real military option there. He's a retired Air Force colonel who's taught strategy and military operations at the National War College. Let's end it with you, Munsis Elbury. You have a real stake in the matter in Libya. No military intervention, our two other guests say. What's your case?
Well, I think this is so strange. I mean, you're seeing it slaughtering a whole population. How come they said two sides? There is no two side here. There is dictatorship, Gaddafi, and few of his supporter. And right now, more than 85% of Libya is being liberated. How come? I don't know what's. I don't know how you see the picture in Libya. It's so strange, I think, to say that. I mean, this is the time if you want to help people to liberate their country. This is the time. If not, we will do it sooner or later. Even though thousands of people, they're going to be killed. You know, most of the city in the west part of Libya is being liberated. The two biggest or largest city, Misrata and Zawiya, is being liberated, even though he's slaughtering them right now by planes and by tanks and everything.
All right, Munsis Elbury, join the inevitability of a sort of a release from oppression in Libya and overthrow the dictatorship. Munsis Elbury is a political dissident in Missouri. Sam Gardner is a retired Air Force colonel. And Dick Van der Waal is a professor of government at Dartmouth University, author of A History of Modern Libya. Two or three pixels there giving you an image of an unclear situation in the crisis in Libya. Thanks to all of you.